Oliver Chapman was livid. He urged Whiskey, his horse, to run faster towards the small town. Ellie's words still rattled his ears. He took her. His only hope was that the he in question took her back to Miss Marcy's and didn't ride out of town.
Yeah!
He yelled, digging his heels into the side of the horse. Whiskey snorted as if to say he also knew how important it was to get there quickly. The one thing Oliver could be sure of is that she would be yelling at the top of her lungs the entire way through town. Unless the man gagged her. The thought tightened Oliver's chest. He lifted one hand and rubbed his shirt, willing the burning to subside. He felt Whiskey speed up, and Oliver quickly grabbed the reins with both hands. He could feel the leather bite his palm. It was simply a momentary distraction as he tried to calm himself. The town was in the distance, and he could see a few men gathering around the outside of Flat River's only shop. Oliver pulled Whiskey's reins, halting the horse in front of the mercantile. He looked at the small crowd. Several men were sitting in rockers on the wooden porch, and a few others sitting on top of flour barrels. Oliver didn't recall ever seeing that many of Flat River's citizens together in one location. Folks were friendly, to be sure, but not, let's go sit on the porch of the mercantile friendly.
Did you see her?
Several of the men nodded. A few shook their heads. Oliver groaned.
Which way did they go?
He demanded. None of the men responded. Oliver spied a man smoking a cigar who looked everywhere but at Oliver. The man moved the rolled tobacco from one side of his mouth to the other. Oliver grimaced in disgust.
You, he growled, pointing at the man. You saw something.
The man finally looked at Oliver. He removed the cigar with the tobacco-stained fingers and spat on the ground and gave a little shrug.
I don't want to get involved.
Flames flashed in front of Oliver's eyes. He lifted one leg over the saddle and slid to the dirt. Before anyone could respond, he had moved to the porch and picked the man up by his shirt sleeves. The man's eyes opened wide, and his cigar fell to the floor.
If you don't want to get involved with a missing woman, you sure as heck don't want to get involved with me.
The man nodded slightly as he licked his fat lips.
I'll ask you again. Where did the lady go?
The man must have realized that Oliver was serious, as he made a coughing sound.
He dragged her that way.
The man said, pointing across the invisible line that divided the residences and respectable businesses from the saloons and brothels.
Much obliged, Oliver seethed,
releasing the man back into his seat. Giving a mocking tip of his hat, he mounted Whiskey and tugged the horse's reins towards the saloon and Miss Marcy's. It was hard to miss the house of ill repute. It was one of the largest buildings in town. Oliver could hear piano music, laughter, and occasional gunfire as he approached the establishment. The windows of the upper level were glowing, casting a soft light on the street below. He didn't have much time as the sun had already set and soon the streets would become dangerous. He needed to find her and get back to the safety of the ranch. Not only did he have to worry about men who had too much liquor and were itching for a fight, he needed to worry about the predators that made their way across the prairie after dark. After the sun went down, cougars, coyotes, and foxes would be actively looking for an easy meal. Coyotes could easily bring down a horse if they were hunting as a pack. Oliver's hand went to the gun strapped to his hip. He prayed he wouldn't have to use it on a predator or any of the men inside. He dismounted his horse in front of the brothel and tied Whiskey to the post out front. As he took the three steps up to the swinging doors, they flew open, and a man flew through the air, rolling down the steps to the dirt below.